Welcome to another podcast episode from Neuroscientia.com, the educational repository of cognitive health tutorials and powerful brainy tips for learning, where you would discover the fundamental secrets to a healthy brain, which can think clearly, learn faster, remember accurately, with sound judgment and optimal focus. Want to learn something new? Here you go.
IQ of Stephen Hawking. IQ of Stephen Hawking is 160, 280 R3 million, becomes another debate by people who are much more concerned about celebrities' IQ. Stephen Hawking's IQ, biography and key facts. Right from Einstein down to Newton and to Lydia Sebastian, this matter remains an unceasing philosophy of the present century. Generally, people want to search the internet and the Q&A platform to justify their intellectual confidence. In fact, Quirrence will blow your mind how they already mentioned IQ everywhere. Does Hawking's IQ really matter? Well, Hawking interestingly took an IQ test. Almost immediately he discovered that he had a motor neuron disease, to see if he had lost his genius. This used to be apparently a Mensa test in which he scored over 200. Assuming this was SD24, that means he has an IQ above 160, SD16. So he has an IQ higher than 4 SDS. Some people even argue that Stephen Hawking's IQ goes the way up to 280. When getting his PhD, the people who had to determine to give it to him mentioned that he was virtually far more intelligent than they were, suggest definitely over 4 SDS and a modest declaration for the assumption of 5 SDS, or 180 SD16. However, we don't really know what his IQ is, and it doesn't count either. He's smarter than almost everyone on the planet. That's pretty obvious in how he did contribute a great deal to science. Unfortunately, almost all of Hawking's life is tied to a wheelchair. As Hawking's situation deteriorated, he was pressured to talk via artificial voice-assisted gadgets and signaled of eyebrows. Asked about how his ALS affects himself, he replied, "Not so much. I try to live as normal as possible, not to assume about my condition. Do not regret what you can't do, not many bad things happen." Stephen Hawking left an excellent intellectual legacy. Stephen did what he believed to be his destiny, science, although his life wasn't normal. Inside an almost useless body is sharp and curious about the nature of the universe, how it formed and the fate that it got here. Hawking was likely not the greatest physicist of his time, however in cosmology, he was a towering figure. There is no perfect representative of scientific value, however, Hawking won the Albert Einstein Prize, the Wolf Prize, the Copley Medal, the Physics Prize, and he was unlucky in the Nobel Prize. Stephen Hawking IQ is additionally one of the proficient scientists who speak out about social and political issues. He warns that the future of humanity is the universe out there. "I suppose humanity has no future if it does not go into space, and I believe that life on Earth is increasingly threatened by the hazard of an unexpected warming, multiplication, spread, and other hazards." Hawking considers the creation of artificial intelligence, AI, to be the greatest event in our civilization history. IQ of Stephen Hawking and his scientific contributions. Whether we are certain about Hawking's IQ or not, his genius can be inferred from his efforts and dedication to science regardless of all the physical challenges he had experienced throughout his life. 1. Amazing Universe. Stephen Hawking IQ 160 is the first in the world to explain the doctrine of cosmology and the starting place of the universe. According to Hawking, the universe may additionally have started out as a singularity point. His doctrine says that the universe obeys general relativity and conforms to any model of physical cosmology developed by Alexander Friedman, then it needs to begin as a singularity point. 2. Space and time as a large-scale structure. The British genius published his first book in 1973, entitled The Large-Scale Structure of Space and Time, which he co-authored with the professor of mathematics and applied mathematics, George Ellis. This book addresses the foundation of space and their nature is infinite scalability. The large-scale structure of time and space is viewed to be very complicated and has been regarded one of the classic books. 3. Hawking's radiation. It is Hawking who coined the time period Hawking radiation. This time period refers to black holes that emit radiation and can continue to emit until all the energy in their core is exhausted, and then the black holes will disappear. In 1975, Hawking received the Eddington Medal for his fantastic research in theoretical physics. He additionally won the Pius XI Gold Medal. 4. Space and Time as a Large-Scale Structure. The British genius published his first book in 1973, entitled The Large-Scale Structure of Space and Time, which he co-authored with the professor of mathematics and applied mathematics, George Ellis. This book addresses the foundation of space regarding its nature as infinite scalability. The large-scale structure of time and space is viewed to be very complicated and has been regarded one of the classic books. 5. Inflation cosmology. Around 1981, Hawking and Gary Gibbons, a British physicist, held a three-week seminar entitled, The Early Universe, to talk about the doctrine of cosmic expansion. This principle assumes that after the Big Bang, the drones continue to expand, and then pass to constant states to expansion slow down. 6. The Second Law of Black Hole Dynamics. In 1970, Stephen Hawking proposed the hypothesis that was later dubbed the Second Law of Black Hole Dynamics. According to this law, the event horizon of a black hole can by no means be decreased again. 7. Hardell-Hawking State. This time, Stephen Hawking together with American physicist James Hardell invented a new model known as Hardell-Hawking State. This model assumes that earlier than the Big Bang, which was the Planck era, the universe has no boundaries between space and time, and now the idea of time does not exist. Biographical facts that says a lot about Hawking's IQ. Stephen Hawking was born 300 years after Galileo's death. Stephen Hawking was born on January 8, 1942. This is precisely the time of the 300th anniversary of the demise of Galileo, the notable astronomer, physicist, mathematician, and Italian philosopher. Many people think that this coincidence relates to the scientific profession of Stephen Hawking, IQ 160 talented later. In elementary school, he was a very normal student. Contrary to many people's minds, in basic school, the score of Hawking never exceeds the average. Many commented that it was now not because he was not smart, but because at that time, Stephen lacked the motivation to learn. Instead of doing homework, he often takes time to do other work, such as unplugging the radio to see how it works. The instructor named him Einstein. Despite the common academic performance, Stephen Hawking is still very much favored by teachers for their ingenuity. In the teenage years, when different boys have been busy with psychological instability, Stephen and his pals set up a computer from the very simple widgets. The teacher had to nick Einstein for the smart boy Stephen. Believed he only had a few more years at 21. As a graduate student, Stephen Hawking steadily began to experience symptoms such as stumble and clumsiness. The household grew to be anxious when he stayed home in the course of Christmas and they cautioned him to go to the doctor. Before going to see the expert, Hawking attended New Year's party and he met Jane Wilde, his future wife. She recalled being attracted to his sense of humor and independence. Just 1 week after turning 21, Hawking was hospitalized for 2 weeks to medical examination and take a look at what had happened. He was later recognized with ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig, a motor neuron that causes the affected person to lose control of his herbal muscles. Hawking is predicted to live only a few extra years. Hawking recalled that he used to be greatly surprised to hear that and questioned why this had happened to him. However, seeing a boy die of leukemia at the hospital, Hawking realized that there have been others who were less fortunate than him. Then he became extra positive and began dating Jane. They were engaged and Hawking thought that this seemed to give him something worth living for. Achieved a couple of awards and honors. Throughout his long profession in physical science, Stephen Hawking has received many remarkable awards. In 1974, he was introduced to the Royal Academy of Sciences of the United Kingdom. Only a year later, Pope Paul VI gave Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose the Gold Medal for Science Pius XI. He also received the Albert Einstein Award and the Hughes Medal from the Royal Society. Hawking claimed himself in academia in 1979 and used to be named Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at the University of Cambridge, which he held for the next 30 years. This chair was built in 1663 and the second one to hold it was none other than Isaac Newton. In the 1980s, he was awarded the title of Commander of the British Empire, a British title below the command of the Knight of the British Empire. Stephen Hawking additionally grew to be a Companion of Honor, a recognized title for national service. In 2009, Hawking was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the very best honor of the United States. During that time, Hawking achieved at least 12 honors. However, for the duration of his life, he likely did no longer have the appeal of the Nobel. Stephen ought to change his voice, but he refused. Since after the cure of pneumonia in 1985, Stephen Hawking had to talk to the people around him through a distinctive device. And with his intelligence, Stephen used to be capable to enhance this computer so that his voice emitted from it became more audible. Nevertheless, Stephen, in the end, decided not to enhance and let his voice sound like that. Betting on black holes. After 30 years of defending the notion that the black hole can ruin everything that is attracted to it, the genius physicist Stephen Hawking has stated his errors and bets on another scientist. After changing the perception, Stephen Hawking stated that black holes are not as frightening as what we have thought so far, which may additionally be the course to another universe. According to the study, the stars in the universe are huge in size. They are so massive that their gravitational force is strong. Stars continue to burn nuclear fuel interior them, bringing this energy source outward, as a result combating gravity. However, when a star is large enough to die radiate energy, gravity becomes stronger and causes the big star to explode. This creates what the scientific neighborhood calls the black hole. At first, Hawking assumed that the whole lot that fell into the black hole was believed to be completely destroyed. When falling into a black hole, the objects actually disappear, leaving no trace, consisting of light. The problem is that this notion assumes that information is lost and that it contradicts the guidelines of quantum mechanics. American physicist John Preskill disagrees with this conclusion and insists that information is not lost in the black hole. In 1997, he made a bet with Stephen Hawking that data ought to escape black holes, therefore not violating the rules of quantum mechanics. By 2004, Hawking had mistakenly accepted. It is he who finds and calls this paradox referred to as the black hole information paradox. He thinks the object falling into the black hole may still be in a position to get out somewhere else. Black holes are no longer an everlasting prison as we think. He said, if you fall into a black hole, do no longer give up. He used to take the function of Isaac Newton. Not surprisingly, Stephen Hawking has obtained many Nobel titles like other scientists in world history. But possibly one of them is the title of Lucas Professor of Mathematics at the University of Cambridge. This title used to be given to Isaac Newton in 1663. He wrote three of space children's books. In 2007, Stephen Hawking and her daughter Lucy wrote a three-book set of children's spaces. The book tells the story of a character named George who unravels the mysteries of normal black holes in the simplest way feasible for children to read and absorb. He believes that there are aliens. In 2008, in the course of the 50th anniversary of NASA's founding, Stephen Hawking IQ-160 stated that it is possible to have other intelligent life as we are outside the Earth. And this statement was made into a cover story on the Discovery Channel. He was the first person with a disability to experience zero gravity. In 2007, Stephen Hawking was on a flight with Zero Gravity Corporation. The airline launched an aircraft into the air and then the plane would fall free to allow passengers to experience zero gravity. Stephen Hawking was featured in Star Trek and TV shows. Stephen Hawking is very humorous and has been invited to star in an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation in 1993. In that episode, he performed himself, enjoying poker with distinguished scientists such as Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton. He has appeared in various TV shows such as The Simpsons and an infamous show, The Big Bang Theory. His involvement in public outreach and a sense of humor surprises the masses.
This podcast episode has come to a close. But before you go, don't forget to visit www.neuroscientia.com and subscribe to get tons of free resources to expand your mind and ignite your creativity. Bye.